Corny Criminals. Here's another part in our series on good, bad, and funny criminals.
Bin money. Rubbish collector finds thousands. The biggest piece of money is about a 3 centimetre square. It is a massive jigsaw puzzle, said a police officer in reference to thousands of shredded £10 and £20 notes that were found by bin man Sean Hill. Hill, 35, found the money as he was cleaning a street in the main square in Lincoln. The money, estimated to be about £25,000, was in 2 bin bags. Lincolnshire police held the money for 6 months while an investigation was carried out. But no one came forward to claim it, and the police have returned it to Mr. Hill. Officer Bert Cobb said, "This was a very unusual case, and despite our inquiries, the circumstances of why and how the money came to be torn up and put in the bags remains a mystery." Hill will get a new note for each one he manages to piece back together, but this could prove difficult. Officer Cobb added, "It would appear that the person responsible cut the money up with scissors. Obviously, whoever did this took a long time and was determined to destroy this money."
Fake kidnap. Boy tries to trick his mum. He's lucky she even thought about paying. If I had a son like that, I'd be pleased if someone kidnapped him, said a police officer who was commenting on the fake kidnapping of a 15-year-old boy. The teenager, who is currently being held in custody, was charged with fraud. Police say it was the latest in a series of scams by the teen. The boy from Westover in northwest England began conning his mum earlier this year. At first, he told her that he needed £60 to help a sick friend. Later, he claimed he needed another £3,000 to help out a friend who was in trouble with some money lenders. The latest scam involved a kidnapping. The boy, who can't be named because of his age, wanted to get £4,000 in ransom money from his mum. He staged his own kidnapping and demanded the money for his safe return. He phoned his mum, carefully disguising his voice. "Don't tell the police," he warned her. But the terrified woman called the police anyway. Later, the police were waiting for the boy and his 17-year-old kidnapper, who is one of the boy's friends, when they turned up to collect the money.